QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for May 16, 2018. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. In this issue, we have for you National Hurricane Center Station WX4NHC Annual Station Test. Oregon holds statewide SET on cyber attack scenario. FEMA releases new damage assessment independent study course. Florida County, assisted by Aries, tests 60-meter channels for emergency communications. Media hit, Arizona operators help save lives in tinder fire. Section News, Delaware County signs Memorandum of Understanding with Beachtown Fire Company. Letters on hazmat responses. K1CE for a final, a personal loss, and a loss for all of us. Those are the headlines. Now, here are this issue's stories. National Hurricane Center Station WX4NHC Annual Station Test. WX4NHC, the amateur station at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, will conduct its annual station test on Saturday, May 26, 2018, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that's 13 hours UTC, until 21 hours UTC. This year marks the station's 38th year of public service at the NHC. The purpose of this event is to test station equipment, antennas, and computers prior to this year's hurricane season, which starts June 1st and runs through November 30th. The event is good practice for ham radio operators worldwide and helps NWS offices across the country become familiar with amateur radio communications support services available during times of severe weather. WX4NHC operators will be making brief contacts on many frequencies and modes, exchanging signal reports and basic weather data, such as sunny or rain, and so forth, with any station in any location. WX4NHC will be on the air on HF, VHF, UHF, 2 and 30-meter APRS and Winlink. Operators plan to stay on the accepted Hurricane WatchNet frequency, 14.325 MHz, most of the time. Due to space and equipment limitations, there will be only two operators per shift. Hams may be able to find the operation on HF by using one of the DX spotting networks, such as DX Watch. Operations will also be run on the VOIP Hurricane Net from 4 p.m. until 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 20 hours UTC until 21 hours UTC. The Florida statewide SARnet and local VHF and UHF repeaters will also be employed to make contacts. QSL cards will be available via WD4R. Please send your card with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Do not send QSLs directly to the Hurricane Center address, as they will get delayed. Thank you in advance for your participation in the WX4NHC Annual Station Test event. And our thanks to Julio Ripoll, WD4R, for this information. Oregon holds statewide SET on cyber attack scenario. On April 14, 2018, Oregon State Aries conducted a statewide simulated emergency test, or SET. Oregon Aries consists of six districts. District size consists of a minimum of three counties to as high as five to six counties. At least 22 out of the 36 counties in Oregon participated in the exercise, with a number of county emergency managers participating. The SET was based on the following scenario: that a massive cyber attack on the electrical grid system in the Pacific Northwest devastated power generation and transmission capabilities. The suspected foreign state-sponsored attack effectively shut down all power until further notice, potentially for weeks. The after effects were widespread. Fuel could no longer be pumped. Grocery stores and other food sources were shut down. Wastewater systems were backing up, and reliable domestic water was scarce. Looting and panic took over. ARES was activated, and members were tasked to facilitate emergency message traffic related to status of local communities. ARES was to attempt to set up one or more portable stations capable of HF, VHF, and UHF using voice and digital communications modes. Constraints imposed for the exercise were: no fixed-site radio stations were permitted. No permanent site repeaters were to be used. Portable repeaters or simplex only was permitted. No Winlink or internet gateways could be used. No internet-assisted communications were allowed. Units were to be powered by backup means, such as battery or generator. Now, here are the lessons learned. Number one, a number of counties did not have portable and/or mobile radio stations. Go kits need to be constructed, developed, and packaged. Number two, radio equipment and antennas need to be tested on a scheduled basis for operability and reliability. Number three, in some cases, HF and VHF propagation was an issue. This situation is not new to hams, and workarounds need to be developed to attempt to bridge gaps. Number four, net control management on HF became a problem. More stations and operators throughout the state of Oregon need to be trained to be net control stations. Number five, additional Winlink training is needed. Number six, after-action reports need to be submitted on approved forms so that they can be evaluated to determine successes and shortcomings. These reports need to be submitted by everyone who participated, and in a timely fashion. Ed Bodenlos, W7EWB, added, SETs are designed to identify where there are successes and where we need to address issues for improvement to ensure we are a trained and competent resource to served agencies in a time of need. Oregon's spring SET was very fruitful to exercise what works and identify areas needing improvement. We welcome the Oregon Fall SET to confirm our progress. And we thank Ed Bodenlos, W7EWB, the Oregon ARRL Section Emergency Coordinator in St. Helens, Oregon, for this article. FEMA releases new Damage Assessment Independent Study course. Damage Assessment Operations is a new online FEMA Emergency Management Institute, or EMI, independent study course. This course will equip participants to conduct damage assessment in accordance with the Damage Assessment Operations Manual, a guide to assessing damage and impact. Upon completion of this course, participants will be able to describe the relationship between damage assessment and federal disaster assistance, describe roles, responsibilities, and activities during each phase of the damage assessment, prepare to conduct damage assessment, conduct damage assessment for individual assistance and public assistance, and evaluate damage and impact to the community. This is the ARRL ARES Audio e-letter for May 16, 2018. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Up next is Florida County, assisted by ARES, tests 60-meter channels for emergency communications. Nassau County, north of Jacksonville, Florida, and next to the Georgia border, hosted a government 60-meter exercise session on May 7, 2018, to test the communications viability of the channelized band in the surrounding area of their jurisdiction using NVIS antenna systems. In planning this operation, the county asked a 60-meter ARIES-NET team to assist in reporting signal strengths and audio qualities of their operators to the county EOC, W4NAS, and if needed, assist in getting traffic into the Florida Department of Emergency Management, or FDEM, in Tallahassee, the state capital. Other counties, NGOs, and ARIES groups wanting to participate were allowed on a time-permitting basis. The primary mission focus was on Nassau County's likely situations and environment in this drill. Groups were registered by 60-meter net control station Paul Eakin, KJ4G, who thanked all for their participation. Mr. Eakin also said the results of data collected and lessons learned should be very valuable to both Nassau County managers and the 60-meter operators for further planning in emergencies. Media hit, Arizona operators help save lives in tinder fire. A broadcast news story in Arizona reported on amateurs helping to save lives in the tinder fire south of Flagstaff. ARIES members were cited in the report as serving at the Coconino County EOC to provide communications coverage owing to poor cell service at the fire line. According to the story, for 2 hours, the ARIES members relayed life-saving information, getting out code red to those in the Blue Ridge community in the path of the flames. On the other end was a team member on the fire line needing to get evacuation information out fast. This information courtesy of NBC 12 News in Phoenix, Arizona. Section News, Delaware County signs MOU with Beachtown Fire Company. On Saturday, April 28, 2018, Sussex County, Delaware ARIES signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company, Station 70. Bethany Beach is a small town on the Delaware coastline. Sussex County is one of just three Delaware counties. The memorandum formalized a framework of cooperation and a close working relationship between the two organizations. Under the agreement, signed by Bethany Beach Fire Chief Brian Martin, Bethany Beach Assistant Chief of the EMS Division Philip Bracken, Sussex County ARIES Emergency Coordinator Chuck Bettyman, W3DEL, and ARRL Delaware Section Manager Bill Duvenek, KB3KYH, ARIES operators will provide communication support to Station 70 in times of disasters, emergencies, and public event-related situations. Sussex County ARIES and the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company have worked together for several years during public events, such as the Ocean to Bay Bike Tour and the First Responders Triathlon. Letters. And this month we have only one letter, and it is titled On Hazmat Responses. Ed Hutchinson, WE7H in Tucson, Arizona, wrote, I read your article, Handling Hazmat Incidents, in the February 2018 ARIES e-letter issue. In regard to the case study presented, I agree with what you said in your wrecked tanker scenario. It was good that you pointed out that even first responders are limited in what they can do, or should even try to do, in a hazmat situation. One additional consideration that can assist responders if they can't see placards is to assess the actual construction of the tank trailer. Some examples. The usual large and fairly smooth-sided oval shape of gasoline or diesel tanker versus a tanker carrying corrosives like mining acids, which are usually narrower, round tube-type tanks that are heavily buttressed on the outside due to the increased weight, versus a grain or other hopper-type trailer, etc. While not being able to say exactly what is in the tanker from a description, the person reporting should be prepared to give a good description of the tank's construction, if possible, from a safe distance. Thank you, Ed, for your letter. And finally, K1CE for a final, a personal loss and a loss for all of us. Rick Palm says, I was saddened on learning of the passing of well-known ARRL figure, former Orange Section Manager, and a friend and colleague, Sandy Hain, WA6WZN. Sandy was the wife of ARRL Honorary Vice President and past ARRL Southwestern Division Director Freed Hain, WA6WZO. The couple was inseparable and appeared together at ARRL board meetings, conventions, ham fests, and other amateur radio functions for decades. It was a real privilege and pleasure to travel the convention and hamfest circuit with them in the Southwestern Division for so many years back in the 1980s and 90s when I was on the ARRL headquarters staff. My wife Joanne, W1GUN, would sometimes travel with us, combining business with pleasure. For example, after visiting a hamfest in Flagstaff, Arizona, we would drive through the desert to the Grand Canyon or Hoover Dam and on to Las Vegas for some R&R. We laughed and told stories. Joanne and Sandy were kindred souls. I just wanted to say that the amateur community has lost not only a real contributor to our avocation, but also a fine human being. She was an Iowa farm girl and developed many wonderful traits. She had a sense of humility, able to laugh at herself, and a sense of humor. She was a grounding influence on all of us at ARRL board and committee meetings, conventions, and hamfests. Sandy made friends instantly, spoke calmly and kindly with a warm heart, humbly deflected talk of herself or her accomplishments, and had a joy for life. I'll always remember her with Freed and their love story they wrote together through 57 years of marriage. It's difficult for me to come to terms with her loss. Signed, Rick Palm, K1CE. And that concludes this edition of the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for May 16, 2018. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL Aries E-Letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio and the ARRL, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, you may click on www.arrl.org. And if you have any questions about amateur radio in general, how to renew your amateur radio license, or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL Headquarters, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Or give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2018 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. 73.